afternoon. I'm Raylene Ramsey. This is your afternoon news fix for Friday, the 26th of April. Workforce shortages and cost pressures at after-hours practices are causing major service disruptions. Figures released under the Official Information Act revealed 24 urgent care practices were forced to close or reduce their hours in the first 8 months of last year. Auckland University General Practice Professor Felicity Goodyear-Smith says a lot of patients end up in emergency departments, which are already overloaded.
So it's going to make the wait times longer. It's going to put much more strain on the health system. And ideally, most care needs to happen in primary care. It needs to happen outside of hospitals.
Winston Peters put forward a strong message to the world while attending the Anzac Dawn service in Gallipoli. The Foreign Minister and Deputy Prime Minister were at the ceremony in Turkey alongside his Australian counterpart.
We must always seek the path of peace. Only then will the men buried here not have died in vain.
Political editor Jason Wall says it's an unsubtle reference to the Ukraine war and perhaps the Israel-Palestine conflict. He says there have been mixed reviews of the speech.
People might be thinking Anzac is a time for reflection and not talking about these sorts of things, but I would disagree with that. I think those that forget history are doomed to repeat it.
Earthquake strengthening work on the Carillion at Wellington's War Memorial Park will finally go ahead. The towering bell-like instrument has been closed for the past 4 years due to fears it might collapse in an earthquake. Ethan Manera has more.
The 50-metre tower was built in 1932 and the Carillion was regularly played before its closure. The Ministry for Culture and Heritage has now signed off a $9.5 million revitalisation, with work beginning Monday and expected to take 18 months.
Activity in the housing market is holding its own against the rising cost of borrowing. New Zealand Banking Associations revealed almost 30% more home loans were taken out from June to December last year than the previous 6 months. Chief Executive Roger Beaumont says it's surprising to see, given the challenges in the economy right now. He says more people are moving from paying off principal and interest on their loans to interest-only repayments.
That's just them being sensible and thinking about their household expenses and thinking about how they can manage to get through a high interest rate environment.
Hollywood film producer Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction has been overturned, although he'll stay in prison. Court of Appeal judges ruled he didn't receive a fair trial, as prosecutors were allowed to call witnesses whose accusations were not part of the charges against him. Weinstein had been serving a 23-year sentence, but he'll stay behind bars for a separate 2022 conviction. The BBC's Sarah Campbell says the 2020 case was the Me Too movement's most prominent.
More than 75 women accused Weinstein of varying degrees of sexual misconduct going back decades. Allegations he denies.
In sport, notoriously superstitious Phoenix coach Giancarlo Italiano doesn't even want to look at the A-League's Premier's plate. It's arrived in Wellington. In case the Knicks end their regular season on top after their home game against MacArthur FC. Tall Fern star Charlize Leger-Walker is heading to Los Angeles for her final year of college basketball. The potential WNBA prospect swapping the Washington State Cougars for the UCLA Bruins. And just a fine for Warriors forward Jacob Laban after being cited in their Anzac Day NRL loss to the Titans. I'm Raylene Ramsey. That's your latest news fix. We'll be back with the next update tomorrow morning from the Newstalk ZB newsroom.